It's my pleasure to meet and greet with so many friends. And I invite you as people of this land that in our history, in our lives, in our values, is the highest form of tribute to our existence. This land that is in a condition that requires positive thought to revive the growth, the life, the depth of understanding that is represented in the going and coming of mankind, that is traced in the history and the development of these woods, of the things of the sky. It's so interesting as I listen to the concerns of our visitors, as I look into the faces of our students, the past and the present and the future, to see the need in education for the stamp of the Indian people, for the voice of the Indians of this land, to allow the full expression of what it is being human, to help each other become humane. As I look and see the various tribes represented, the people from various organizations, and the students, my hands are out to you. Thank you so much for coming. Be with us this day, because this day marks an important junction in education that is designed to place a marker in the ways of learning that will attract the path of all the young people, those people who will carry the values and the culture and the attitudes of the people of this land forth, to bring again the honor and the dignity and the integrity of a people whose voice yet rings, understanding that this land and the Indians are of one mind. Forever preserved in the protection of stewardship, this land must continue to be the heritage of Indian people. Protected in the value of our heart's beat, every life should be dedicated that this land that is our land, might survive the threat of death, because we have taken the responsibility to be who we are. We're Lummi and we're Nooksack and we're Squaxin and we're Nisqually. Every very voice that defines the manifestation of human understanding must now speak. They said if we don't speak, the very rocks under our feet will have to sing the praises of the Spirit that created this and placed it in our hands, allowing us the guidance and the control of our own being toward the end, that the land will be better because we passed this way.